talking with Marie Ori Burns today, and she will be signing copies of her new book, All Is Fair, and that will be at the museum out in Neat Corner this Sunday, August 3rd. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct, yes.
Good. Could you tell us a bit about the book, please?
It has a historical setting of a time frame from the Great Depression,
yes,
and World War II.
Mm-hmm.
As it affected the civilians and particularly young people in Europe,
mm-hmm,
Middle and Eastern Europe.
Mm-hmm.
I put down on paper my impressions and experiences as they took place.
Mm-hmm.
There were tumultuous times and historically very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
And I have done a great deal amount of research so that all historical details are accurate.
Okay. And you were a child when you became a refugee fleeing from Europe during the World War II?
Yes, absolutely. 15 years old.
Okay, 15 years old. And your family came to Canada?
No, I came alone at age 18.
Okay. And did you settle in the Eastern Townships at that time?
No, my destination was Ontario, where I lived for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came to Quebec in my mid-20s. Intending to stay for 6 months, but I met my husband-to-be at that time.
Okay.
And we married, and I've been living since then for 51 years in the same place.
Okay, and you're living in Island Brook right now?
Correct, yes.
Correct, okay, good. You'll be signing the copies. Now, where can somebody get a copy of the book if they don't happen to make it to the museum this Sunday?
Well, they can telephone me.
Mm-hmm.
And the number is as you have dialed.
Yes. Okay. And are you involved in the Eaton Corner Museum also?
Well, I participate just as upon request. For instance, I do an original embroidery in that, and I make my own designs.
Okay.
And I've been asked to exhibit them.
Yes.
In the past.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I have not been active in the museum.
Okay, so you were probably at Old Fashioned Day last week as
one
of the crafters?
Yes.
Okay, good. Now, how much does the book go for?
The cost?
Mm-hmm.
It's $25, and actually it cost me that much to produce.
Right, I can imagine. I can imagine.
And it's 234 pages.
Okay, good.
If you would like to mention that, so people will think it's, you know,
mm-hmm,
Okay,
234 pages. Is this your first book, Marie?
Yes. Well, I'd written a children's book, but I had not had it printed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do you find that by the process of writing this book that's helped you come to terms with a lot of the memories that you had?
Well, it is something that I had to do. I felt compelled to do it because I felt that I owed it to my generation.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, to my children and grandchildren.
Okay.
Put it down on paper so then it will be captured on paper, and it just doesn't just evaporate.
Right. Are there any pictures in the book, too?
On the back, on the front, mm-hmm, is a picture of myself taken at age 19,
mm-hmm,
in Brockville, Ontario. And on the back, there's a picture of my husband and myself on our 45th anniversary, wedding anniversary, and also a picture of my young mother and I as a small child with my sister.
Okay, that's nice. Okay. Did you have some help from anybody here in the townships when you wrote the book, or was it entirely a solo effort on your part?
It's my own effort.
Okay.
I'm a graduate of Bishop's University.
Okay.
From English literature.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I went to university in order to be able to study how to be able to write better.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's wonderful. So Marie Ori Burns will be at the Eaton Corner Museum this Sunday, August 3rd from 2 to 4 p.m., and she will be signing copies of her book, All Is Fair. How did you come up with the title, All Is Fair, Marie?
It's an ironic title.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the cliche, all is fair in love and war. Well, in love, few things are fair, and in war, there's nothing that's fair.
Okay, right. Okay, interesting title. Anything else you wanted to mention about your book or coming to the museum this Sunday, Marie, before we go?
No, I really cannot think right at the moment. I suppose after I hang up, there'll be many things that'll come, but at the moment, I can't think.
Well, I invite everybody to come out to the museum in Eaton Corner this Sunday, August 3rd, and pick up a copy of the book by Marie Ori Burns. I'm sure it's going to be very fascinating reading, something that every one of us should read because we mustn't forget.
There was a certain incident. My daughter, of course, mm-hmm. had read the book, and she said to me about that incident, "Mom, that sounds too corny to be true." Mm-hmm. I said, "Kathy, it may sound corny, but it certainly is true."
Okay. Okay.
It took place.
Okay. So there's lots of different surprises in the books,
yes,
too. In the book,
surprises,
too.
I believe.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, we thank you very much, and look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a nice day. Bye.
Good.